RNZ Pacific News, Kia Rana, I'm Milika Pusiaki. Samoa's cabinet is set to resume sending off workers to the recognized seasonal employers scheme, which was suspended for the month of January. This was confirmed by acting Prime Minister Tuala Iosefo Bonifacio, who says cabinet has endorsed the continuation of the regional seasonal workers program from February 2023. Changes to the selection formula are set to be made in March, and from April, all seasonal workers program are set to be subjected to the terms and conditions set out under the new Samoa National Regional Seasonal Workers Program policy, which has been tabled with Cabinet this week. Two forensic experts from Australia have begun digging in the ashes and the remnants of the headquarters of Vanuatu's National Council of Chiefs. This follows the request of Vanuatu Police Commission Robson Ivaro in an attempt to find the cause of the fire, which occurred in the early hours of Monday. The investigation is being carried out under the eyes of the president of Malvatu Māori, Chief Willie Plashua, and other chiefs in Port Vila. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister says the Indo-Pacific region has become more dangerous and volatile. Ms. Wong, speaking in King's College University in London, urged all countries to ask how it could use its national power to avert a catastrophic conflict. She says the Indo-Pacific is home to the largest military buildup in the world in the post-war period.
North Korea conducted more than 60 ballistic missile launches last year. Last August, five Chinese ballistic missiles were reported to have fallen in Japan's exclusive economic zone. We must always remember that if conflict were to break out in the Indo-Pacific, it would be catastrophic for humanity.
Ms. Wong welcomed the UK's increased involvement in the Indo-Pacific. Meanwhile, in Sydney, a three-year-old boy has died after he was allegedly left in a locked car throughout the day as the temperature rose above 30 degrees. Paramedics attended after the car's owner, a relative of the child, reported the boy was unresponsive. The man was taken to Campbelltown Police Station. Officers said they believed the child had been in the car all day. The recent killing of large sharks has created controversy among wildlife protection advocates in New Caledonia. The euthanizing followed the recent attack by a bull shark who mauled a woman 100 meters off Noumea's most popular swimming beaches. Worldwide Fund New Caledonia head of office Mark Oramus says the measure used by the Noumea Council lacks information on the number of sharks killed.
The information is not really shared in a fluid manner, so it is hard to say how many sharks have been killed since the start of the shark crisis, and there doesn't seem to be a defined strategy. This is why this all seems to be inefficient, useless, and counterproductive.
The shark attack in New Caledonia has prompted the capital city, Noumea, to close all swimming beaches until further notice. A fresh attempt will be made in French Polynesia today to avert an indefinite strike by firefighters at more than 40 of the territory's airports. The new meeting was arranged after talks collapsed 2 days ago when the union walked out of the discussions with the Vice President Jean-Christophe Bussot. If no agreement can be found, an indefinite stoppage will begin tomorrow and cripple domestic aviation. The unions say the deal reached in October, which ended the last strike, has not been honored. The government had expressed surprise, saying the union stance was incomprehensible as work on all contentious issues is underway. Inflation in American Samoa peaked at 13.5% in the third quarter of the last financial year, according to the Commerce Department Statistics and Analysis Division. American Samoa's chief statistician, Melesia Vaifilinga, says although inflation fell in the fourth quarter of last year, the numbers are still high as compared to previous years. Christina Persico has more.
The chief statistician informed senators that towards the end of 2021, the territory saw the cost of living starting to increase and it reached 9.7%. By the second quarter of 2022, it jumped to 11.6% and peaked in the third quarter at 13.5%. The report says following the influx of new supply of money, such as tax credits and other federally funded stimulus checks, consumer purchasing power seems sufficient to meet the increase in local retail prices. As a result, the territory technically experienced a period of deflation in the fourth quarter from October to December 2022 and now measures at 9.7%.
The report was shared with senators during the American Samoa Senate Committee hearing over public complaints on the high cost of living in the territory, especially food commodities. Korean airline Tway Air is doubling its current four flights a week to Saipan this month. Marianas Vistas Authority Acting Board Chair Gloria Savannah says the doubling of flights in February is a very good sign of continued interest by South Korean travellers in the Marianas. She also attributed the rise in demand with the gradual stabilization of the exchange rate. The Marianas has been peddling for several months as a US dollar-based destination. Travel agents reported almost 80% of the additional February flights were already booked as of Wednesday morning local time. In New Zealand, Watercare says its systems are up and running but remain fragile after the Auckland floods. Many pipes and are damaged and yet to be inspected, so people are being urged to stay out of the beaches this weekend because sewage could be running into waterways. Watercare's Andrew Chin told RNZ Morning Report people can expect temporary fixes within weeks, but in some places, permanent repairs could take years.
We've got an awful lot of damage up in the gullies and the hills that we still need to get out and inspect and repair. But in order for those repairs to be effective, we have to have the big systems at the bottom of the catchment fixed so they can accept the flows when we do those effect those repairs up in the catchment.
Andrew Chin says, as well as the repairs, Watercare will improve its systems so it's more resilient in future events. In sport, the return of seam bowler Kylie Jamieson headlines in the Black Caps test squad for their two-match home series against England. Clay Wilson reports.
Jamieson hasn't played for the Black Caps since suffering a back injury during their test series in England 7 months ago. Having recently returned through club and domestic cricket, the 28-year-old was set to play for a New Zealand 11 against England in their warm-up match in Hamilton next week. Elsewhere in the Black Caps squad, leg spinner Ish Sodhi is retained, but there is again no room in a home series squad for left-arm counterpart Ajaz Patel. Sodhi was the leading wicket-taker during New Zealand's recent test series in Pakistan. Seamer Matt Henry and wicket-keeper batter Tom Blundell finished that tour with injuries, but are expected to be fit and have been named. The day-night first test against England starts in Mount Maunganui on February 16.
Meanwhile, the White Ferns scored just 71 and were beaten by England by 9 wickets to lose their practice series 2-1 in Pretoria ahead of the T20 World Cup. The Papua New Guinea women's cricket team are back in training, preparing for the upcoming Women's Pacific Nations T20 tournament in Fiji. Hosts Fiji, Vanuatu, Samoa, PNG, and a team from the Australia Defence Force, which is partially funding the tournament, will compete. The Post Courier reports the T20 event aims to increase opportunities for women to play more international cricket in the Pacific region. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website, rnzi.com.